This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, May 8th. Well, led by soy and corn, the grain market takes a dive on Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also fell. The exports for the March really dropped a lot. It seems that a lot of the speculators' position has been the smallest in some time because there's a little bit of nervousness when we get this report here after the close today. So maybe all the run-up over the last couple of weeks, everyone's kind of taking their money off the table right now. So we're looking at buy the rumor, sell the fact right now. That being said, once that report comes out, I think that we could get back into some volatile markets and pop right back up. Also, the NAFTA talks have a lot of the traders a little bit nervous on what's exactly going to happen here. And the U.S. dollar index is still creeping higher, so that could also be putting a lid on our outside exports. So we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 13.5 at 515. May corn was down 5.5 at 393.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day down 4.75, ranging from 576.5 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 16.25, ranging from 664.5 to 679.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 12, ranging from 751 to 783. Live cattle for June were down 87.5 cents at 105.32.5. May feeder cattle were down 277.5 at 137.70. And May class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1527. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.